Stupidity has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gotts, a man I consider a personal hero, an icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gotts providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gotts' influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the first episode of 2020 that Stanzik had no idea we were doing until right now.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Stu. Do we have a plan? I found out yesterday we were doing an episode thanks to your Twitter feed.
Yeah, that's how you found out.
That was interesting. I thought we were done for the week.
I could have swore, Dan, I'm telling you, I could have swore that you and I had a conversation over the break in which we said we were going to come back, we were going to do one, and release it on Friday of this week. I could have swore we had that conversation.
No, so we had a conversation about doing an episode this week, and then I text you on Monday and you never replied.
So what are we doing?
I figured you had a plan. You're the one that was tweeting out, we'll have an episode for you on Friday. So what do you got?
Listen, I thought we had a conversation, so I figured you had a plan.
Why did you think we had a conversation?
I don't know. Dead shows. Bill Walton, I blame two things. One, a person, the other, a thing. Bill Walton, dead shows.
I feel like there may be a certain thing at the dead shows that you're actually blaming.
Yes, perhaps I had, yes, the conversation I had with you was at a dead show, but I wasn't, it was just me having a conversation with me.
Thanks to a special three letters.
Yes. what would those be? Don't say it.
Cut this part out. Leave it in.
What did we do last episode? I forget. It's been so long.
It was the holiday spectacular. Mikey C singing Christmas carols.
Oh, that's right. I got to tell you, and Mikey C's not going to be happy about this. You know where I'm going here, right?
I don't.
L. Duncan lit that podcast on fire. No pun intended, okay? But she lit the podcast on fire. The star of those proceedings was not Mikey C, and he is not very happy about it. It was L. Duncan. She absolutely killed it on her song with Mikey C, no?
Oh, no. She's a rock star. She was the best thing from that entire episode. Here's the thing. Mikey C doesn't listen to this podcast unless he's on it, so I think we're good.
So Mikey C won't be hurt if we have L on again?
That's correct.
Get her on now.
All right, I'm pretty sure she's here. Let me look.
Stan's a quick work getting L. Duncan on. How about that?
Yeah, I told you.
It's almost like she had nothing else to do.
The timing was actually excellent. She just finished doing Stephen A. Smith's radio show, which is going away. They should give it to L.
They should. They should. Who'd they give it to?
Your lips
to
their ears.
Fitz.
Yeah, Jason
what?
Fitz. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Fitz. News to me. How about that? Elle, are you upset about that? It should be you. You're outstanding on the radio, by the way.
Thank you very much. I'm not, because I do have a full-time job with SportsCenter, so that's cool. I don't want to take every job here, so.
Okay, I do.
Yeah. Good. You should. Take over
I'm
the
world, Stugatz. Elle, I'm trying.
Don't encourage him.
Well, Stanzik, no, the funniest thing is I've been offered a number of these opportunities. I just don't act on them. Like, it's crazy.
Well, true.
I like that. Well, but never SportsCenter, right? You've never been offered that opportunity.
I have never been offered the opportunity to host. I've been on SportsCenter as a guest. Yeah. I have never hosted SportsCenter.
Do you want to know why, Al?
Why is that?
Because he can't read.
Well, that, the
no,
prompters.
You know what? In all fairness, I did Lebatard's show last week, and I always laugh at you and a lot of your mispronunciations, but they purposely throw things at you to make you look dumb, because I am an expert reader and they made me look stupid.
Yes. Well, listen, yes, they do that by design. It's, I hate all of them. All of them, okay? But they do that, but they know the words that I struggle with. There are certain like double letters I struggle with, and they constantly are putting them in these sports centers. And also, Roy controls what sports stories we put, little peek behind the curtain here, what sports stories we go with. And we, and now if you've noticed, if you've listened to the show, if the audience, I know they've listened to the show, he litters it with hockey names.
Yes.
I
mean, it's like, correct. Yeah, they give you like an Icelandic hockey team highlight. Yeah, yes, it's not great.
Mm-hmm. I know. But Stanzik, we were headed somewhere where I think I was hosting SportsCenter with Al Duncan. Did you hear that?
You just invited yourself. I think you're in.
New year, new you.
I think she was on the verge of inviting me. Is that, Al, go ahead. I mean, were you?
Listen, I can unequivocally say there's no way the office has listened to this podcast. So yes, I have invited you to come on SportsCenter with me.
Help me out here. Now, once we get down to this being serious and I show up to Bristol and I'm ready to roll, do you think the people who run SportsCenter will allow me to co-host SportsCenter with you one day?
No.
Okay.
I think there is absolutely zero chance of that. I think there's more of a chance of the actual dumpster from the dumpster song coming alive and hosting SportsCenter with me than there is of you hosting it with me.
All right. Well, that's why we wanted to have you on, because the last time we did this podcast, you lit up the podcast, much to Mikey C's chagrin. He does not like anyone else stealing any of his thunder, but you did. You stole all of it, Al.
Yeah, was I that good, or though, or is he just that bad that it made me sound better? Because Trevor Maddich just literally walked in, and he was like, listen, what you did on that Christmas song, and he meant it, Stugatz. He was like, if I was you, I would write a song. I would sing it in that beautiful voice. I would sing it that way. I would release it. I was like, in my mind, I'm thinking, Trevor, you know, I was kind of like making fun of a 1940s singer that would be, and he didn't get it. I mean, he was like, it was amazing. You have such a unique voice. He really bought it. So I feel like at least there would be a party of one to buy it.
I love that. Stanzik, when we're done with Al, get mad at you.
I knew you were going to say that. I was waiting for it.
He's so serious. He was like, the sultry, smoky. I'm just looking at him like, it was a joke.
Well, no, but listen, I am telling you, no pun intended, Mikey C. Smoke Break, you lit it on fire, okay? you really, and Mikey C.'s very upset about it, is he not, Stanzik?
Oh, he's furious. And Al, I imagine you got a lot of great feedback from this performance, outside of the Trevor Maddich.
I've been getting people who would never normally compliment me ever, or know even that I work here, that are like, maybe this is the greatest work you've ever done at ESPN, playing the dumpster. I mean, truly.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, so thank you for this moment, because I feel like this is my seminal moment here at ESPN. Was playing the part of the dumpster, and honestly, it was incredibly difficult to get through, in particular the line about putting the butts through my door, which I got through one time okay, and then the second time I was not okay. But it was Mikey A really did an incredible job with the writing, and I feel like I'm accepting an award. I would just like to thank everyone that allowed this to be possible, in particular Mikey C's terrible smoking habit.
And in full Stugatz fashion, I have to say I did write that song. I know Mike A did a lot of great work, but those lyrics, you can thank me.
Oh wait, you wrote the song?
Sure did. Oh yeah.
Oh Jesus.
Okay, yeah. He took a full victory lap when I said you did an incredible job writing. He was like, "Well, listen, I don't do a lot of things, but I get to do some things, and I'm very proud of that."
I'm proud of him, and now I'm upset that I ruined that for him. But he wrote all the other songs. He couldn't handle that one. So
wait.
Pass that one off to me.
Mikey A actually took credit for writing a song that he did not write.
I think that's what just happened.
I'm so f***ing proud of him.
No,
he has learned well. But Stanzik, this is how rock bands break up.
I know. We're in trouble.
We're already fighting.
Normally you fight about fame and girls. Two for two.
Me and Gojo, we're nearing the end. A hell of a run, I gotta tell you.
Oh no.
I gotta tell you. Wait a second. So Trevor Maddich compliments. Who else complimented? Anyone? Like anyone that we would know?
No.
No, okay,
I hate
good.
To tell you,
Jimmy
but,
Pitaro,
yeah,
Connor
no, Jimmy,
Schell,
yeah,
no.
They were huge fans of it. They're, as you know, they're huge Stugatz fans. No, they didn't. It was just a lot of, like, I could tell, it's funny, you can certainly tell how your podcast skews based on some of the feedback that I was getting. Yeah. There was a lot of interesting Twitter names, and certainly a lot of emails from crazy stupid randos, but it was, as I said, arguably one of the best. And I try not to laugh at myself or think that I'm like really funny or anything that I do is particularly good, but I did. I was egomaniacally listening to that thing over and over and just dying laughing as if I didn't know what was coming. It was great.
Stanzik, you hear the dog?
I did. Finny. Happy New Year, Finny.
Get him on.
And Al, I think you told me earlier it was not your favorite song, the song you were in.
It wasn't. I have to be honest. I enjoyed it. And maybe it's just because as an artist that was behind the scenes for the making of it, right? Like, no one likes to watch how the sausage is made, so maybe that's why. But I personally think that the greatest album or greatest hit from that album was Marlboro Lights, which I've played on repeat. We played it actually Christmas morning for my daughter as she played in her new toddler kitchen. It was a beautiful moment for all of us.
I wrote that one.
Did you? Wait, did Mikey A. write that one at least?
He did.
Okay, all right.
We have no idea. I mean, we're breaking up. It doesn't matter. Listen, before, and we're going to get you out of here in a second because we got to get to Trevor Maddich. But hold on. Let's play Stanzik. Let's first play the song that L did with Mikey C because you and I have a few questions for L about working with Mikey C. Let's play that one first.
I really can't stay.
But Mikey, you can smoke outside.
I've got to go away.
But Mikey, you can smoke outside.
The cigarette has been
hoping you'd come by.
So very nice.
One more help, it's not
my manager
night.
Will start to worry.
The show is over, what's your hurry?
The guys might want me on the air.
Listen to me, he doesn't care.
So really I better scurry.
Mikey C, please don't hurry.
But maybe just a half a cig more.
Throw that butt through my door.
I should really head back.
Mikey, it's bad in there.
Say, what's in this pack?
No drags to be had in there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are so red right now. Those sprinkles work, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no,
just
sir.
Just come a little closer.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense? Your lungs are fried.
I really can't stay.
Mikey, don't hold out. Mikey,
but
you
Mike
can smoke outside.
So good.
Can I just say, though, as someone who is an expert parody singer, there is one part of that song that I'm a little disappointed in.
What's that?
Me and Mikey C didn't spend enough time collabing on the ending.
Yeah.
Right? And Mikey C, yeah, like, you're supposed to hold that out. It's supposed to be, you can smoke outside. And he was short, so I sped up. So I kind
short
of
breath.
Yeah, I lowered myself to his level, and I'm not proud of it. But other than that, it's okay.
All right. Well, so listen. So you got all this amazing feedback from Trevor Maddich.
And Trevor Maddich alone. Nobody else.
No one else. It's the greatest experience you've ever had at ESPN. Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
For
great.
Sure.
But you think this song? So this song, Marlboro Lights. You felt like this was better. Stanzik, let's play just the front end of
it's
Marlboro
so
Lights.
I'll know where to fade it down.
Yeah. My dog's very excited. He loves the song.
Marlboro Light, smoky night.
Jesus Christ.
Hear me cough. My lungs not right. Flick the lighter and take a drag. I smoke two packs a day, not to brag. I need nicotine, please. I need more nicotine, please.
It's glorious. Listen, it's my dog's favorite song. So, I mean.
It's so bad. It starts out so bad. Yes. And it's only made better by the inevitability that we'd have to hit that note. And you're like just waiting for it. Like, where's he going with this? Because it's just so bad already.
All right. But we have a couple of questions. We'll get you out of here. L Duncan with us. First off, Stanzik, I don't know if you're thinking this at all, but L has such a great voice. If we write some songs for you, do you mm-hmm. think you'll be able to sing them for us here on the podcast?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Done.
That was a quick yes. I'm told you rapped on the show you just did. I must have missed this walking back upstairs. Someone up there was like, oh, yeah, you got to ask Elle. She was just rapping.
Well,
a little Kesha.
Eves,
and a little...
Yeah, well, Eves asked me to rap, and I told him, like, let's be real. I'm a little bit more of like a white girl rapper, right? Like, I don't rap well, which is why I always gravitated towards, like, Fergie, because you just basically talk. Kesha,
right.
You just talk.
Yeah.
But I have been known to drop a Rosa Parks verse from Outkast. No big deal.
Drop one right now. Let's go.
Okay. I met a gypsy and she hit me to some life game to stimulate then activate the left and right brain. Say, baby boy, you're only funky as your last cut. You focus on the past, your as a be, you has what? That's one to live by. Either that's one to die to. I try to throw it at you. Determine your own adventure, Andre. Got to the station, her, she got off the bus, the conversation lingered in her for hours, took a shower, kinda sour, cause my favorite group ain't coming with it, but you're probably going through it anyway. But anyhow, when in doubt, went out on a body cause I thought it would be jamming, but examined all the flawski, waffly, awfully, sad, and it's costly. But that's all she wrote, and I hope I never have to float in that boat up Shit's Creek, it's weak, is the last quote that you wanna hear when it's going down, when all said and done, and we got a new Joe in town, when the record player gets to skipping and slowing down, all y'all can say is them, earn them round, but until then.
Damn.
It started out bad and it got better.
I'm getting a standing ovation in my office right now.
Man!
Standing ovation. Standing ovation.
I'm pretty sure I there's a lot of words that were wrong too, but
standing.
It's fine.
Diss tracks, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Diss tracks, okay?
I'm going to write some diss tracks about you, maybe, Stu. How about
that's
that?
What, write them about me, okay. Just not Mikey C. Al Duncan needs to voice these, okay?
He's a biter.
Okay.
What was it like? We need to know quickly. Yeah, we'll get you out of here. What was it like working with Mikey C?
It was incredible. Most importantly, my husband accused me of smoking cigarettes after I got done. Yeah, it was many years ago that I quit that, and he was like, do we need to have a conversation? And I was like, what? And he was like, you reek of cigarettes. So the stink of Mikey Z was all over me for some time. So
have you been able
to
get it off yet or no?
Yeah, it's gone. It's good. We're good now. Many, many showers. The Chantress, but we're good.
I don't think I have any more questions.
That was it. Yeah, that was perfect.
All right, I'll get out of here. We appreciate it. I'll see you on SportsCenter.
Bye, y'all.
And by on SportsCenter, I'll be sitting next to you.
Right.
Which
we love you. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thanks, y'all.
Stancic, by the way, keep this part in the podcast, please. When I was on my, all of it, when I was on my break, this part too, when I was on my break, the most shocking thing that happened to me during the break was one day I just woke up. I'm like, huh, who's filling in for us? And I turned the radio on and it's Al Duncan. That was not the shocking part. The shocking part, Stancic, because listen, our audience is very picky, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I turned on my radio and who was co-hosting with Al Duncan? Mike Tannenbaum.
Yes. What? Correct. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And not only that, not only have we never done more than like 3 minutes of conversation together on a SportsCenter set, he was coming to us from New York and I was coming to us from here. So we couldn't even look at each other or have any form of communication. And I knew it was going to be interesting when like right off the bat, right? I'm trying to like joke and I was like, hey, it's Hanukkah. Like, you know, what's your Hanukkah approach for your gifts for your kids? Do you build up? Do you start small? Like, what do you? And he was like, my wife provides all the Hanukkah gifts, so she's really great in that way.
Gonna be a long 3 hours.
Never in my life did I think that Mike Tannenbaum would be sitting in for me.
Yo, when they said that, was because I agree. Here's what you don't do. You don't agree to do radio until they tell you who your co-host is going to be.
Yes.
And I was I was too thirsty. Yeah, I was too thirsty. I was like, yeah, I'll do it for sure.
Yeah. Stay to get Tannenbaum on.
I think I saw him walking around in the calf.
Of course
love
you
Mikey
did.
G.
Stupidity! All right, Stancic, so what's next? Did you get Maddich?
He's currently hosting his show, so we'd have to wait about 3.5 hours for him. But
We're not going
to
do that.
No.
How about Tannenbaum? You get him?
Nah.
How about
find
Finney?
Him.
Finney?
You can get Finney on. Do people Finney know your dog is Finney? Is that a known thing? I think I normally edit that part out.
No, I think Finney's a consistent part, right?
Okay,
He's been on the podcast before.
Yeah, more than Abby.
Well, don't get me started. Well, we actually do get paid for this. I'm going to get Finney paid. Not Abby, Finney.
I mean, Mina has her dog as a co-host of her podcast.
You think Lenny gets paid?
Certainly. They got hats. They got everything.
That's amazing.
I know.
She has a podcast with her dog. I guess I do too. Yeah. She stole the idea from me.
He just gets name recognition on it.
Yeah. So what do we do next?
I don't know. It's, you know, it's January 2nd. A lot of people are doing New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. What do you got?
I don't really have any for myself. A lot of people do like eat healthy, lose weight. My brother Pat, every year it's just don't die. Rather lofty resolution. So far, so good on that.
I like that.
My brother-in-law actually doesn't believe in resolutions. He does New Year's recommendations for people in his life.
Really?
Which is very aggressive. It's actually kind of right up your alley.
I mean, who the f*** is he? I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, how about fix your own life, not everyone else's? How's that sound? Get him on. So he does New Year's recommendations. So he'll make like XYZ friend, you should do this.
Yeah. Or like stop doing this.
Right. Did he make a recommendation for you?
I don't think he's ever delivered one to me.
Right. Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah. Maybe it's coming next time I see him.
By the way, do you think Mikey C also has that same resolution every year? Don't die.
Someone told me no. Someone told me Mikey C thought about quitting cigarettes.
Oh, well, his New Year's resolution is to smoke more. That's my recommendation. Yeah. Listen, if he stops smoking, the bit is dead.
I know. I told him. I was like, Mikey, that's the moneymaker.
He might live longer, but the bit is dead.
Yeah. Someone's dying.
A piece of him is dying. Either way, whatever decision he makes.
We'd just rather have it be his lungs.
It is absolutely awful that I am recommending that he continues to smoke. Not just smoke, smoke more. Stanjik, you want to do New Year's resolutions for stupidity? You want to get your unctuous brother-in-law on to make recommendations for the podcast?
I'd prefer you clear your throat first, and then let's do some resolutions for the podcast.
All right, well, that should be a resolution for me, right? Clear my throat. Stanjik, you want to do New Year's resolutions for stupidity, or you want your unctuous brother-in-law to come on, the dick that he is, and make recommendations for the podcast?
Let's do some resolutions for the podcast, and I'm going to keep that part in where you didn't clear your throat.
Okay, good. So what resolutions do you have for stupidity besides just being more organized and having a plan? Jesus Christ. Where's Maddox?
Wow. Taking the gloves off, I see.
I'm sorry. That's on me. It's not on you. Stanzik, I am telling you, I am telling the audience, I am telling anyone who wants to listen. This thing is unorganized. It's a sloppy mess, and that is only because of me, not because of Dan Stanzik, okay? He is the most button-up organized person I know. Seriously. That's not saying much, but it is.
Yeah. What do you think, and I don't know if this is like too much of a good thing becomes overkill. What about more Mikey C?
I love that. Only if he continues to smoke, though. Stop smoking, I have no use for. Maybe bad singing, but other than that, I got, more Mikey C. I always want more Mikey C. Mikey C, I keep telling people at the network, I've been telling them for years, he is an untapped into talent. It's unintentional, but he is fantastic, and ESPN needs to utilize him more.
So you're not worried that if we had him on like twice a month, it'd be too much? You'd be like, all right, I'm sick of the Mikey C thing?
It's a fair concern. It is a fair concern. I just think the audience loves him. It doesn't have to be smoke break every single time, right? Like, I think you just chime in and be a part of it. Like, I like the idea of Mikey C just kind of being off in the distance, listening to the podcast and commenting as the podcast is going on.
The problem with him is once there's a microphone near him, it's like an automatic on switch and he's ready to go.
Right. So, but here's what I'm saying. Okay. If he has a choice. So let's do it like this. Cause we want it to sound like he is off in the distance. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand what you're saying. You put a microphone on, he gravitates towards it, he inches closer, he can't stop talking, but I think if you put a pack of cigarettes, okay, really far away from the microphone, he'll gravitate to that before an open mic. You know what I'm saying?
He's not like a mouse and we put cheese in front of him.
Oh, yes, he is.
Like, what are we doing?
Cigarette trap.
like a horse following a carrot.
All right, so more Mikey C, we agree?
I mean, yeah, I think that's a good resolution for the podcast. Do you have any?
How about Guillermo? People love Guillermo. They love me and Guillermo together. He's quirky. He's weird. And I got to tell you, reading the comments from the podcast, they want more Guillermo on this thing.
I love Guillermo, too. I don't think we use him enough. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Is you do this podcast from home.
Yep.
Guillermo leaves the studio. He goes home, but he doesn't have this high-end equipment that we sent to your house.
Oh, okay.
So using Guillermo is a little tricky. If you were still both in the Clevelander, I think we'd use him every week.
Okay. So I have to stay down there is what you're saying.
That's one possible solution, or he has to stay there.
He would stay there. I don't know if I'd stay down there, but he would stay there.
Yeah. But I think there's plenty to do with Guillermo.
Okay. So utilize Guillermo's weirdness. You want to do more of that?
That's a good one. Yeah, I like that one.
He is weird. And my recommendation to Guillermo would be tighten it up. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Although,
shut up.
If you think about it, on your radio show, tighten it up. On the podcast, just let him go. We're in the business of filling time.
That's my job, is to fill time. I tell Dan, even on the radio show, just let him go.
Yeah.
We're still getting paid.
I think the recommendation is just let it fly, just okay. Broad topics.
All right, so Guillermo, recommendation, let it fly. Resolution for the show is use more Guillermo.
Yes.
All right, good.
Yes.
How about more witches?
You love the priestess, man.
I do. What happened to the one in New Orleans?
Never booked her.
What'd she do? I forget what the priestess did in New Orleans.
I'm not sure. I didn't read
the
story.
Oh, no, she cast a spell on the Superdome so they would win home games. Something like that.
She did. Seems sketchy. I don't know that it worked.
A priestess seems sketchy? Really?
That's a good point.
Really?
Do you think the audience...
Stantic, the priestess that we had on was supposed to get the Knicks Zion Williamson.
Came close. Got RJ Barrett, his teammate. It's pretty close.
He stinks.
Knicks have been good lately.
Oh, here we go.
6-6 under Mike Miller.
Yeah, but nothing to do. And listen, I just learned that it's not the Mike Miller whose shoe came off in an NBA Finals game.
That was a surprise to me when he was first hired.
Well, Mike Miller.
I was like,
right. And in typical Knicks fashion, you get a 7-year contract.
I was like, oh,
going 6-6 over 12.
Former G League coach. Who knew?
How about Carmelo? 24 and his return to Madison Square Garden. 24 points.
It was 26. 26.
He had 26. They lost by 24. It's like he never left.
Do you think our audience wants higher profile guests or more weird guests? Like we had a magician on and a priestess on. Would they rather have that or would they rather have Tom Brady?
A mixture. I think, like, I'm trying to get Aaron Rodgers to come on the podcast, desperately trying to get him on. Okay. I think the audience would love, I think as long as they're interesting, the audience is down with it. Big name, small, it doesn't matter. They do like the weirdness and the quirkiness, but I think I could draw that out of a guy like Aaron Rodgers, you know? Like we did it with Bob Stanzik. We made Bob Stoops interesting.
It's true. That might be our proudest achievement.
Yes, like people love that episode.
Yeah, you know? I was very anti that interview and it turned out to be pretty good.
So what are you thinking here? Like, what do you think the audience wants? You think they want more priestesses or you think magicians? Or do you think they want,
I think it's somewhere in the middle, but okay. These big time guests, they're harder to book, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah, but we got Radio Row coming up. I'll be able to get everyone.
It's true.
Super Bowl week.
I'm going to see you later this month. Oh, boy.
I know. Sorry about that.
I'd lose the buffer.
You don't like seeing me? I love
What's
seeing
up?
You.
Yeah. No, it's a great time.
What do you mean? Why are you saying it like that?
I'm no.
My New Year's recommendation to you is be nicer to me.
See each other more. How about that?
See each other more. I like that. Let's do that. Where, though? Dun, 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 dun.
Did we promise the audience Rossini? Weren't we supposed to get her on?
Yeah, we did get her. Stupidity! All right, let's talk about Upstart here for a minute. Between hitting the gym, eating cleaner, or learning a new skill, there's a lot of ways we could better ourselves in the new year. But I can't think of one that's more important than starting the year off tackling high interest rate credit card debt. Of course, my friends at Upstart.com are here to help. Upstart is the revolutionary lending platform that offers smarter rates to help you pay off high interest rate credit card debt. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter rate. How about that? Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you. That's what I love about them. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score at all. The hard pull happens if you accept your rate. The best part, once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. The next day, over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards or meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high interest rate credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/stew to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/stew. Do it today. Upstart.com/stew. Stupidity!
Stu, Diana's there.
Hey.
What's up?
Congratulations. I heard you're pregnant.
What the hell was I thinking?
What happened? You're not?
No, I'm not pregnant.
We're going to need context here.
You sent out a tweet, Stanzik tells me, on New Year's that you were pregnant. I mean, congratulations.
No, I was like reflecting. I was walking out of the studio. I was like, oh, I didn't even like send out a New Year's tweet. How about, gosh, 2019 was so good. Like, it's so hard for me to top it, but heck, bring it on, 2020. Let's go, baby. Or I think I said, let's add to it, baby. And I forgot the comma. So it's like, 2020 is coming and let's like add a baby to my life. I don't want a baby.
There's supposed to be a comma there?
I don't know how I, like, grammatically I should have put it together. All I know is you know, when you tweet something and you notice a higher volume of interaction than what it should command, especially such a basic tweet like 2019 was great. Let's go 2020. Like, that was as basic as it comes.
Right. I'm looking at it now. Yeah. I see the dot. I see where you went wrong. Dot, dot, dot. Add on baby.
Yeah.
They threw some emojis out there. I'm surprised there wasn't a baby emoji.
All right.
Well, then people started to text me. Congrats. What's going on? Who's the dad? I'm like, what? And then my sister said, hey, mom wants you to call her.
Oh, boy.
Like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Can you do a reenactment?
Yeah, reenact.
Reenact.
Wait, no. Hold on. Stanzik, everyone, slow the hell down. Everybody, this is important. We'll get to mom in a second. Who else texted you? Just give me someone else. Who texted you thinking that you were pregnant?
My Ristillo? Friend James Slater from the NFL Network, who was covering Jason Garrett not firing breakup. But she's like, dude, pregnant?
Wow.
I'm like, no.
Whoa. What'd your boyfriend think?
I don't have a boyfriend.
Oh, you guys broke up?
Yeah, yesterday.
It was a good 2019.
Starting the new year off right.
He said I was pregnant, so he dumped me.
Was Rosillo freaked out, or what happened?
Yeah, Rosillo texted me. He's like, am I the dad? I'm like, you wish.
This is why, by the way, congratulations that are in order for you. This is why we deemed you the best guest on this podcast for 2019. Did you know that?
No, because you said that to three other people that have been on the last week. I was supposed to be on like a month ago, I thought, based on Twitter. And then you never called me. Right. Well, you never called me anyway, even when I try to get in touch with you. But by the way, Stanzik, Sugatsu is the king of calling you right after the show, 20 minutes, it's all I need from you. And then it's like 6 weeks later, he's like, hey, what's up? I told you I'd call. I'm like, I don't even remember when you said we were supposed to talk.
Welcome to every day of my life.
He's familiar with my work.
Yeah. I mean,
we've been talking more lately, though. I felt like we had a good conversation before the new year, you and I. No?
It was okay.
No, it was okay. Could have been better.
I mean, yeah, I always have high expectations from you, but you always come in pretty low.
Lower your expectations.
Please.
Do you have any New Year's recommendations for Stugatz while we got you?
Yeah. I think Stugatz just needs to be a better friend to people. I think sometimes he loses track of who those loyal people are to him, and you know, he just forgets. But actually, that just reminded me, speaking of loyalty, because I should call myself out on this.
Yeah.
I had to cover the Bahamas Bowl this year, okay? Mm-hmm. So we landed in Atlantis.
Had to, way, please.
I've never covered college. So to me, I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing here, but whatever. They want me to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make the best of it. And so I see Levy. I'm like, hey, because Steve Levy was on the call with me. I'm like, I got to do the water slide because there's a lazy river.
Yep.
And I need you to get a picture of me floating around the lazy river, and I want to tweet it out to Stugatz to be like, look, this is better than Action Park. But it rained every day. We couldn't go down the water slide. And even like the last day, I think I'm just going to suck it up and do it in the rain. But the slides were closed because of the weather. So I never was able to do it for you.
And Leaves was on board? He was ready to fire away?
I don't think so. I think Levy just wanted to go to the casino, but you're like, yeah, sure. I'll help you out.
Get Levy.
I was just like, there's going to be chicks out there in bikinis. I'll come.
Cell phones don't work in the casino.
I mean, that was.
Which, by the way, what do you do in the Bahamas when it rains? You go to the casino.
Of course.
I got mauled. Absolutely. I've never lost so much money in my life.
Oh, I thought you meant by like fans.
No. Nobody even knew who I was. People, if anyone did recognize me, they're like, why are you here? It's NFL season. What, are you on vacation? So, yeah, no, it was a good experience, though, to cover college for the first time.
I want to hear this conversation with your mom in a second, but Stanzik's unctuous brother-in-law doesn't do resolutions. He makes recommendations for other people, okay?
I'm surprised you keep using the word unctuous. I didn't know you knew what that meant.
I know. I'm just saying, okay. You haven't corrected me yet,
no,
so I feel good using it, okay?
Yeah.
So Stanzik, do you have a recommendation for Diana?
Yeah, Diana, stop tweeting so much. We tried to like look in your Twitter feed to find some things you said. I'm like lost.
I thought you had a baby.
I
thought you had a baby.
Enough.
No, stop. Here's what you do too much. You retweet too much. I can't. I'm looking for your content, not other people's. Okay. Stop the retweeting. Okay, I need the Rossini brand.
I will work on that. I actually feel it all like every day because the Twitter game is such a machine for you that I'm always like, man, I got to do a better job. I got to, you know, tweet more things. But I will press the break there because I don't know if you guys heard, but lately my tweets haven't been too good besides my comma.
Yeah, that's what got you in trouble in the first place here, Diana. You felt the need to tweet something like, oh, Happy New Year. Let's do this. And look what happened. People think you're pregnant, including your mother.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Are you referring to something else there, though? I mean, go ahead. Talk. If you want, listen. We didn't want to bring up anything, you know, sour here to start the new year off. But if you want to go, go.
What happened? I'm talking about
what? Doug Marrone?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I do. It happens.
I didn't know where you were going.
Why didn't you text? Why didn't you text me? Like, what happened? I mean, you of all people, you know, I talked to a lot of people. I figured you would be like, so where'd you get that from? I know you got it from somewhere.
I was on vacation. I got to be. I'm sorry.
Cranking up the excuse machine right there.
No, I was on vacation. Like, I'm sorry. I should have been there for you. You're right. That's my bad. I should have been there.
It wasn't that big of a deal. I didn't feel that terrible about it because I felt so strong about the information. Right. It wasn't like sometimes you swing on things that are a little loose or maybe you don't have it that good and you just hope it shakes out.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't one of those. So
you felt like you had the good information, and so you'll never trust that source again, right?
It's plural. And honestly, I trust all the people that gave it to me because essentially in those moments, it actually was right. It just turned out to be something different in the end. I mean, I still have to own it because it was wrong, but there were enough people in the building who were hearing from Doug that he was out, and people around the league who have spoken to others in important positions who said he was out that contacted me throughout the day. So that was definitely a tough one to swallow because look, you don't want to ever be wrong. I was wrong one time in like 2012. Mm-hmm. And I was really young doing it. And it was a stupid tweet. It was like some kicker that was going to play and he wound up not playing. Right. That wasn't even that big of a deal to miss on that. Mm-hmm. But obviously to say someone's getting fired and then they're not, that's a tough one.
I cannot believe that Tom Coughlin, Tony Baselli, and Minshew did that to you.
Well, Tom Coughlin's got no say anyway. He's not even there anymore.
It was Minshew.
No, it was not Minshew. But yeah, no, it was definitely weird. So I had to go on TV and be like, okay, everybody, sorry about that, but here's what happened.
Right.
What's that process like? Did someone at ESPN be like, all right, Diana, here's what we got to do?
No, we have like an awesome team, and I was pretty open with everyone involved about what happened. And, you know, the most important person for me was my boss, who was with me on this ride the whole weekend. He knew exactly where my info was coming from.
Who's that, Schefter?
No, Seth Markman.
Oh!
I'm aware of.
Yeah, Markman.
He knew and had my back the whole time because he knew. He knew what was happening and he saw my information. Well,
do you have to tell him your source? Source
yes,
is?
I do. I did.
Wow. All right, get Markman.
So.
Are you going to be gun shy now? Like, excuse me. Are you going to be trigger shy? Like, what's going to happen here moving forward? Because, no, listen, you got to trust your sources. With me, I have no sources, so I don't really care. I just let it fly. But I'm not a reporter. I have no credibility. You do. And I know that credibility means a lot to you. What's going to happen here moving forward? Like, are you scarred?
It's a great question because mm-hmm. here's the honest truth. I had a situation already where I was given information, and it was right around the time when I realized that my story was not going to turn out to be true. And you have to make that decision at that time of like, am I going to get back up on the horse here or am I going to be scared? Like, I've been doing this for a long time. I have never been wrong before. I have so many great people in the league. I'm not going to just be scared off because one situation that was way more fluid than anyone expected it to be blew up in my face. So, yeah, no. So to answer a question, no, I'm right back in it. Forget that. I'm not going to be a wimp about it. I mean, it happens. And if anything, if it's a lesson that can be learned or you know, if it humbles you a little bit, that's fine. But I'm definitely not going to change my aggressiveness towards it because that's what got me here, you know?
Yeah. Right, that, and just when Minshew tells you something, just make sure you back it up with two or three additional sources. And Schefter, you know, took delight in this, I think, right? Stanzik, what do you think? Schefter took delight in this?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Like, did Schefter have another source inside that organization? I was like, Diana, no, he's not getting fired. Like, does that happen?
Oh, it happens all the time. We always share information, and sometimes he'll be like, hey, slow your roll on this, or, yeah, go with that, I'm hearing the same thing. You know, but there were a lot of insiders that I'm close to were like, stand your ground on this. You know, because in theory, when you look back on it, and I put out the tweet on Saturday, most teams, in response to what they would consider to be an inaccurate report, will then double down and say, this is inaccurate. Doug Marrone is our coach going forward in 2020.
They didn't do
that. That's how you show confidence in who you want in that position.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't do that. In fact, they just said, this is inaccurate. We'll meet on Tuesday. Well, you already know your answer, I guess. I thought you guys knew he was your coach. So why did you need Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday? Right. What happened? Mm-hmm. Did a coach that you want get hired somewhere else? Did somebody not want the job? Or were you always playing on hot, keeping him for another year?
Right.
That's sort of the stuff that I've been thinking about, but you got to just move on. And looking forward to doing a sit-down with Doug Marrone this year.
Yeah, would that be weird for you to cover the Jaguars next year? Is that something you think he'd say something to you? No?
No. I've already talked to Marrone. And
he's good?
No, he's great. Doug's great.
He seems kind of boring.
Have you ever heard him laugh? I mean...
Yeah, at me.
that was the conversation. Him just heckling,
like,
you.
Made him laugh. You are wrong.
That's the real news here.
He's like, you big dumb moron. No, Doug is from the same neighborhood my family's from in the Bronx. So there's like just like a coolness and an understanding between us. He was great about it, and, you know, if anything, I think the joke is I saved his job, so let's hope that was the case. He owes me a dinner.
I like that positive spin there.
And you owe us a reenactment.
Yes, yes, please. So Mom thinks that you're pregnant based on a tweet that you sent out. Stanzik thinks you should stop tweeting.
Well, first of all, she had strong, strong opinions on the Doug Marrone thing because she was at work and somebody told her about it.
Okay,
and remember, this is a woman who has no idea what the hell breaking news is. She doesn't understand football. Like, she doesn't even get it. But for someone who is so hard on me, her response was, like, it was tremendous when she called me. She's like, what happened with this coach? Someone at work told me you fired him? I go, no, Mom, I can't fire anybody. I said, I reported it, but he didn't get fired. She's like, all right, so what? You made a mistake. Everyone makes a mistake. I work with doctors every day. They don't even know what they're doing when people die. I'm like, yeah, that's a good point. She's like, why didn't you tell me this? This is so, I can't believe you're upset about this. But she kept going on and on about it. Her view of it, of sometimes we get so caught up in our world of football and news breaking, and then you hear her from the outside perspective of, like, who cares? You know? So yeah, it's kind of funny. But yeah, then the baby thing happened, so I'm back. I went from being
the baby thing.
So then I tweeted I was pregnant.
Exactly.
I got to tell you, Diana, listen, I got to tell you, you and I did some great shows together. You've been on the podcast. We have a budding relationship. I feel great things in our future. But Stanzik, it seems like 2019 was a complete f***ing disaster for her.
Really stuck the landing.
I screwed news. I'm claiming I'm pregnant. My boyfriend dumped me.
He dumped you?
Of course he did.
What? Why?
Well, we had worked too much. No, he didn't dump me. He was actually thrilled. He really thought I was having a baby. He's like, let's go.
My boys can swim.
My boys can
swim. Yeah, right? We don't do that, actually.
All right, so put us there. Put us on the phone with Mom when she thinks her daughter's pregnant.
No, she just heard from, like, here's the thing. Like, obviously, my parents have, like, rats in their neighborhood that just tell them this stuff because they're not on Twitter. They don't even understand it. So, you know, somehow it always gets back to her. Like, even sometimes I'll post stuff on Instagram and she'd be like, why are you making fun of me? Why do you always have to make fun of me? You never say anything nice about me. God forbid you go on TV and go, you know, my mother helped me become a great woman. And I'm like, yeah, no. But no, the whole baby thing, she was upset because she just thought I let the world know before I let her know. It was more of timing, not so much that I was pregnant or not pregnant. It was more, how could you not call us and let us know?
So she wants you to be pregnant.
No, oh my God, really? Of course. If I could just get pregnant and never work another day again and just sit at home and sew, my mom would be so psyched.
What would make her happier? You getting a job at Good Morning America or a granddaughter or grandson?
Grandkids. She doesn't get the allure of this business at all. She thinks it's stupid. In fact, what she likes to do is watch local news and comment about how talented she thinks the traffic reporters are, because she thinks that that's something I should do. I was like, no, I get that, but you know, I kind of feel like I've grown past that. And you
she
know,
wants you to do traffic. Traffic on the 20s?
Diana, you worked in local news. That's the lowest rung of the ladder, right?
Diana, does she realize what you've accomplished in this industry?
She has no clue. Like, even at the Bahamas Bowl, when I had that assignment, she was just like, oh, you don't have a football game? I go, no, it is a football game. She goes, but it's not professional. Like, she thought I got demoted. You know,
I understand that, actually.
So do I, actually. Right.
Did you break the XFL news to her yet?
Yeah,
No, you should tell her you're only, you should tell her you're only covering the XFL now.
Oh, she'd lose her mind. She's to this day, I told you this. She always says, no one watches ESPN. I go, Mom, people watch it. She's like, no one comes up to me and says they know you. Nobody. I'm like, okay, well, one day I'll be a celebrity and you'll be a little prouder of me.
Except when you and I did the show together, then everyone knew you, right?
Well, that was, Stu, God, I can't explain to you. I can't go anywhere. I was just in Houston this past weekend for Texans Titans. Mm-hmm. Nobody even talks to me about football anymore. They just wanted me to talk like my mom.
That's what we do to
and
you.
And it's just. But people are exhausting about it. Like, they don't even want to get to know me or talk to me or take a picture. They just put their phone up in my face and say, do your mom. Do your mom.
Are these fans?
No, Stanzik, we know her very well, and we love her, and we just asked her to do it twice.
I know. are players asking you this? Because that'd be something.
Yes.
Coaches?
Oh, I talked to Sagat a couple weeks ago about this. I had to cover the 49ers recently. And I obviously was talking to Jimmy G about it. And, you know, he told me his whole family saw it, and, I mean, he thought it was hysterical.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Stanzik, how do we make this? Listen, I am willing.
Jimmy G on.
Stanzik, I am willing to do a second podcast, okay? I want to do it with Diana Rossini. She knows this. We've had this discussion, okay? I will pay her out of my own pocket, because I am telling you, between her mom, the chemistry that we have, Jimmy Garoppolo coming on, I mean, there is gold here, and we have to figure it out. Can we do this?
Yeah.
That is my New Year's goal, okay?
I like it. New Year's resolution.
All
that's
I
a
heard
one.
Was that you were taking care of my payment, so I'm psyched about that.
It means you won't get paid, Dan.
No, Stanzik, be honest, okay? Like, you know, if I'm willing to do this, I will pay her out of my... I prefer ESPN to pay her. They have a lot more money than I do, but I will pay her out of my own pocket if that's what it takes. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
Okay, and by my pocket, Dan's pocket.
There you go.
See? Pushing it off already.
Do you want to do this? Can we do this once a week, you and I?
I would love to do this. I mean, okay. The fact that you just texted me and said, hey, just a couple of minutes here. I knew that this was going to turn into, I was the solo guest on this podcast today. But you know what? One thing that you do have a great sense for?
What's that?
My life and my timing. You always catch me. I'm never like, I never have downtime. You always catch me when I have like little snippets of it. Right. So we're obviously, we got good radar for each other.
I do
think that we could have a great podcast. I don't want to compliment you too much, but I think you're one of the most talented people I've ever been around.
I'll edit that part out. Don't worry about it.
You better leave that part in right there, okay? You better leave it in.
Shit.
She is off to a good 2020, my friend. Tweet that out. By the way, and I'll let you go on this note, okay? We lost Jack Del Rio.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know.
For the record, he didn't die.
Yes, I'm sorry.
You killed Del Rio. Diana's pregnant. He's not dead. He is just now with the Redskins.
Yeah, which is close to death.
My sounds worse.
Which is close. I know. I'd rather die.
We are the biggest Washington Redskins fans now. I was like, as soon as I saw him take that job, I was like, oh, well, Stu's going to be all in for HTTR. Oh. Or, you know, because, look, we got no good-looking dudes left. We're stuck at ESPN. A bunch of ugly people.
Well, Reese Davis is still there. I mean...
No, that's true. Great hair.
Field Yates.
Yeah, Field. Stanzik and I were wondering on the phone before who replaces Jack Del Rio at ESPN. I'm in with Pat Shurmur.
No way.
I said, give me Freddie Kitchens.
Ooh, yeah, but I think Freddie's going to get another job here. So not a head coaching job, but like a coordinator's job. Who were the other coaches that were fired? I'm just trying to. I'm really honed in on who's going to replace Jack Del Rio. This is important.
Yeah, you're so concerned about who's going to be like the analyst next to me. Yeah.
Well, no, I just want him to be a handsome analyst. That's all. I mean,
I think every coach and player on the outside looks in and is like, "Oh, I could do that." And then, like, I know when I interview them within 2 seconds who could do TV because they have a way, they got a presence about them.
Right. Who can't like do TV? Just, who can't?
Who can't? Like, yes. I was just in Houston talking to Bill O'Brien and Mike Vrabel. Bill O'Brien, not for TV. Mike Vrabel, TV star. You know? Like, it's very cut and dry.
I love this game.
You know?
Yeah, it's such a great game.
I figured out why you like Diana so much, Stu. You always want names, and she gives them up right away. She's just like, I'll play this game. Sure, this guy sucks. This guy's awesome.
Yeah, because she's me. I mean, listen, nothing makes me happier. Stanzik, come on. You have to be happy about that. The fact that Jimmy Garoppolo is holding a phone.
Oh, huge. Huge.
So great. Was your mom proud of that or no?
No, not really.
She doesn't even know who
he is. I sent her one
picture
of him, and she's just like, did you get his number? I was like, again, can't do that, Mom. NFL reporter. And by the way, do you remember my boyfriend who you claim you love so much?
Broke up.
No loyalty.
Stupidity! All right, Stanzik. Well, listen, we took you inside an episode here. This is how we do it. Listen, if you think this was specific to this week, us having no idea and just calling random people to see if they're available, it's not. That's the recipe here, Stanzik.
That's the sausage. It's how. Whoa, that's weird. That's how the sausage is made. What happened? Where's Trevor Maddich? What happened?
Where's Tannenbaum? Finney!
Next week.
What are we doing next week?
We'll figure it out.
So that's it. We wanted to take you inside to see how an episode of Stupidity comes together. And it comes together by L. Duncan just happened to be in the next room and Diana Rossini responded to a text.
Boom.
Subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, re-rate, resubscribe, re-review. Do all that good stuff. You made us bigger than Oprah. We appreciate it. We'll be back with you next week at our normal time. Thursdays. We drop the episode next Thursday, right, Stanzik?
I think so.
We'll find out together.